Hello, and welcome to your Roberts DAB Digital Radio. It is called the Duet 2, and it is supplied to you by the British Wireless for the Blind Fund. Your radio has been specially designed to assist your needs. It is finished in charcoal grey with wood effect sides and comes with yellow controls to give greater contrast to help those who are partially sighted. This demonstration CD will prove more effective if I first explain the positioning of certain controls on your radio. Should you wish to check the location and functions of the controls as I describe them, you could put your CD player on pause using the play pause button to put me on hold, and then return to playing the CD when you are ready. Ensure you have your CD player volume set to a comfortable level. Place the radio so that the curved top front panel is facing towards you. The hinged handle is situated on the top of the radio, at the back, and should currently be in the closed position. The handle can be pulled upwards and locked into place in case you need to move or carry your radio. Place your hand on the top of the radio at the back and pull the handle forwards. Ensure the handle is in the closed position before we begin. The on-off button is a wide oval button which is located on the top, to the back, on the left-hand side, and is the first button on the left. Next is the band button, which is a small, round, flat button, which is to the right of the on-off button, second left. The auto-tune button is a large, round button, and is located on the top, to the back, on the right-hand side, and is the first button on the right. The info button is a small, round, raised button, and is located on the top of your radio, on the right-hand side. It is the second button in from the right, in front of and diagonal to the auto-tune button. The favourite button is a long oval button which is located centrally on the top of the radio and in front of the waveband button. The LCD display is part of the front curved panel, which, for partially sighted people, may assist in the operation of the radio. Move your fingers over this curved panel. You will find five large round buttons. These are the preset buttons, 1 to 5, for storing your favourite stations in the radio memory. The left-hand button is preset number 1 and has the raised number in the middle of the button. Slide your fingers to the right. You will find preset 2. Slide your fingers right again. You will find preset 3. Right again, and you will find preset 4. And finally, preset 5. The tuning control is a large rotary control that can be found on the right-hand side of your radio. It is the top control and can be either rotated or pressed to select a function. The volume is a small rotary control and is found underneath the tuning control on the right-hand side of your radio. It is the middle control. Rotate this control clockwise to increase the volume, or anti-clockwise to decrease the volume. The tone control is a small rotary control and is found underneath the volume control on the right-hand side of the radio. It is the bottom control. There is also a headphone socket, which is located on the right-hand side of the radio, in the right-hand bottom corner, to the right of the tone control. Your radio has a telescopic aerial which needs to be fully extended to receive optimum reception on FM and DAB wavebands. The aerial is located at the back of the radio and sits in a location slot on the left-hand side. Gently pull the aerial out of the location slot, pushing it upwards at a 90-degree angle, and extend fully. Place your fingers on the top of the aerial and gently pull upwards to fully extend the aerial. Your radio will operate on either mains or batteries. Plug the mains adapter into the DC input socket located on the back of the radio on the left-hand side, the first socket up from bottom just above the battery compartment. Ensure that the plug is pushed fully into the socket. Plug the other end of the mains adapter into a standard main socket outlet and switch on the wall socket. If you wish to operate your product from batteries, you will require four LR20 batteries, known as D-cells. The battery compartment is found at the bottom on the back of the radio. You will need to remove the rear battery door cover by pushing down the two recessed catches and lifting the door from its bottom locating lugs. Take care to ensure that all batteries are inserted correctly. This is indicated by a raised molded diagram inside and at the back of the battery compartment. Replace the battery door by first locating the bottom lugs of the door in their respective slots in the bottom of the battery compartment, and then close the door by pushing the two recessed catches into place. We would recommend for economy that your product is used on the mains whenever possible, battery operation for occasional use only. Ensure that you have connected your radio to the power source and that you have fully extended the telescopic aerial. You are now ready to switch on your radio. Press the on-off button. The on-off button is a wide oval button which is located on the top of the radio, to the back, on the left-hand side, and is the first button on the left. Your radio display will show "Welcome to DAB" for just a few seconds. If this is the first time the radio is used, a scan of band 3 DAB channels will be carried out. The display will show "Now tuning" if the radio has been used before, and the last use station will be selected. During the scanning process, the lower line of the display shows a bar graph indicating progress of the scan. When the auto-tune is completed, the first station will be listed in numeric alpha order. That means numbers followed by letters. The first station in the list of stations found will be played. The volume control on your radio may currently be set too high, or maybe too low. So if you wish to adjust the level, you will find the volume control on the right-hand side, below the tuning control, and it's the middle one. Rotate clockwise to increase the volume, and set the volume to your preferred listening level. If the station list is still empty after the auto-tune, you will not hear a station play, and your radio will display no signal. If no signals are found, it may be necessary to relocate your radio to a position giving better reception. The top line of the display shows the name of the station currently selected. If you wish to select a DAB station, rotate the tuning control to scroll through the list of available stations. You will find the tuning control on the right-hand side of the radio. It is the top control. To select the station that you wish to hear, rotate the tuning control and press in the tuning control to tune and listen to the station. The display may show "Now tuning" while your radio finds the station. Repeat this procedure until you find your desired station. Adjust the volume control, which is on the right-hand side of the radio. It is the middle control. Adjust the tone control, which is underneath the volume control on the right-hand side of your radio. If, after selecting a station, you do not hear it play, the display will show "Service not available." It may be necessary to relocate your radio to a position giving better reception. Certain radio stations have one or more secondary services associated with that particular station. The secondary service will appear immediately after the primary service as you rotate the tuning control clockwise. Also, as time passes, new stations become available. To find these new stations, press and release the auto-tune button. The display will show "Scanning." The auto-tune button is a large round button and is located on the top of the radio, to the back on the right-hand side, and is the first on the right. Your radio will perform a scan of band 3 DAB channels. As new stations are found, the station counter will increase and the station will be added to the stored list. For those who are partially sighted, your radio has 7 display modes. press and release the info button to cycle through the various displays. The info button is a small round raise button and is located on the top of your radio on the right-hand side. It is the second button in from the right, in front of and diagonal to the auto tune button. The first display will be scrolling text, which displays information such as artists, track name, phone number, etc. The second displays the type of station being listened to: pop, classic, news. The third display names the multiplex to which the current station belongs. The fourth displays the current time and date. The fifth displays the current channel, number and frequency. The sixth displays the digital bitrate and audio type. And finally, the seventh displays the signal strength for the current station. The clear, unfilled, rectangular indicates the minimum signal level required for satisfactory reception. For those who are partially sighted and who wish to check the signal strength of the DAB station, repeatedly press and release the info button until the lower line of the display shows signal strength. The info button is a small round raise button and is located on the top of your radio on the right-hand side. It is the second button in from the right, in front of and diagonal to the auto tune button. You'll need to position your radio and angle the telescopic aerial for the best reception using the signal strength display. Move your radio around and position so as to give maximum number of black rectangles on the signal strength display. The clear, unfilled rectangle indicates minimum signal level required for satisfactory reception. If you wish to operate your radio on the FM band, ensure that the telescopic aerial is first fully extended. Press the on-off button to switch the radio on. The on-off button is a wide oval button which is located on the top of the radio to the back on the left-hand side and is the first button on the left. Press the band button, which is a small round flat button which is to the right of the on-off button, second button, in from the left, to select the FM band. Press and immediately release the auto-tune button. The auto-tune button is a large round button and is located on the top, to the back, on the right-hand side, and is the first on the right. Your radio will scan in an upwards direction, low frequency to high frequency, and stops automatically when it finds a station of sufficient strength. After a few seconds, the display will update and show the station name. If you wish to find other stations, press and release the auto-tune button as before. To scan the FM bands in a downward direction, high frequency to low frequency, press and hold down the auto-tune button for 2 seconds and then release. When the waveband end is reached, it will recommence tuning from the other end of the waveband. Adjust the volume control, which is on the right-hand side of the radio. It is the middle control. Adjust the tone control, which is underneath the volume control, on the right-hand side of your radio. If you wish, you may tune your radio manually on the FM waveband. Press the on-off button to switch the radio on. The on-off button is a wide oval button which is located on the top of the radio, to the back, on the left-hand side, and is the first button on the left. Press the band button, which is a small round flat button, which is to the right of the on-off button, second button, in from the left, to switch to the FM waveband. Rotate the tuning control to tune to a station. The frequency will change in 50 kHz steps. You will find the tuning control on the right-hand side of the radio. It is the top control. When the waveband end is reached, the radio will recommence tuning from the other end of the waveband. Adjust the volume control, which is on the right-hand side of the radio. It is the middle control. Adjust the tone control, which is underneath the volume control on the right-hand side of your radio. For those of you who are partially sighted, your radio has 5 displays on the FM waveband from which to choose. Press the info button to cycle through the various modes. The info button is a small round raise button and is located on the top of your radio on the right-hand side. It is the 2nd button in from the right, in front of and diagonal to the auto tune button. The first display will be scrolling text, which displays information such as artist, track name, phone number, etc. The second displays the type of station being listened to. For example, pop, classic, news. The third displays the current time and date. The fourth displays the frequency of the station being listened to. And finally, the fifth displays the audio mode, whether in stereo or mono. If a station being received is weak, some hiss may be audible. To reduce the hiss, press and release the tuning control. The display will show switch to mono, and your radio will switch to mono mode. You will find the tuning control on the right-hand side of the radio. It is the top control. To return to stereo mode, press and release the tuning control, and your radio will switch to stereo mode. The display will show switch to auto. Please note that FM stereo is only available when listening via earphone or headphones. Your radio has 5 memory presets for each of the 2 wavebands. Press the on-off button to switch the radio on. The on-off button is a wide oval button which is located on the top of the radio, to the back on the left-hand side, and is the first button on the left. Tune to the required waveband as previously described. Slide your hand over the front curve panel and you will find 5 round buttons. These are the preset buttons 1 to 5. Left-hand button is preset number 1 and has the raise number in the middle of the button. Slide your fingers to the right, you will find preset 2. Slide your fingers right again and you will find preset 3. Right again and you will find preset 4. And finally, preset 5. Press and hold down the required preset button for a few seconds. The station will be stored under the chosen preset button and the display will show, for example, preset 1 stored. Repeat this procedure for the remaining presets. Stations stored in the preset memories may be overwritten by simply following the above procedure. To recall a preset button, select the required waveband by pressing the band button, which is a small, round, flat button that is located to the right of the on-off button, 2nd in from the left. Momentarily press the required preset button, that's 1 to 5, and your radio will tune to the station stored in the preset memory. Your Duet radio also has a favorite station button, which can automatically select the required waveband and tune to your favorite station. This button can store 1 favorite station from either the FM or the DAB waveband. To set up your favorite button, tune to the required station and press and hold down the favorite button for about 3 to 4 seconds until the display shows My Favorite Saved. The favorite button is a long oval button which is located centrally on the top of the radio in front of the band button. To recall your favorite station, press the on-off button to switch the radio on. Momentarily press the favorite button, and your radio will tune to the station stored in the favorite memory. If at any time your Duet radio fails to operate correctly, or some digits on the display are missing or incomplete, carry out the following procedure. Ensure your radio is in DAB or FM mode. Press and hold the info button for 2 seconds. The info button is a small round raised button and is located on the top of your radio, on the right-hand side. It is the 2nd button in from the right, in front of and diagonal to the auto-tune button. Immediately rotate the tuning control clockwise, 1 click in FM mode and 2 clicks in DAB mode to select Factory Reset on the display. Immediately press and release the tuning control twice in quick succession. A full reset will be performed, all presets and station lists will be erased, and a scan of the DAB band will be performed. If you wish to use headphones, a 3.5mm headphone socket located on the right-hand side of your radio in the right-hand bottom corner is provided for use with either headphones or an earpiece. Inserting a plug automatically mutes the internal speaker. Your radio also has an auxiliary input socket for playing audio from MP3 players, iPods, or other audio equipment. Connect an audio source, for example, CD player, MP3 player, to the auxiliary input, which is located on the back of the radio underneath the telescopic aerial on the left-hand side. The auxiliary input socket is a small, round raised socket. Press the band button until the aux in mode is selected. The band button is a small, round flat button, which is located on the top of the radio to the right of the on-off button, second button in from the left. Adjust the volume on your player and on the radio for comfortable listening. You will hear your audio playing. Note that the auxiliary input mode can only be selected when a plug is inserted into the socket. Remove the cable from the auxiliary input socket or press and release the band button to cancel the auxiliary input mode. Your radio also has a display backlight, which will always be switched on when powered by the mains. We would also recommend that the DAB band be used wherever possible, as better results in terms of quality and freedom from interference will usually be obtained than on FM band. Your radio will give you up to 100 hours of battery life when listening to, say, roughly 4 hours a day at normal volume using alkaline cells. And in conclusion, should you at any time need any help with the operation of your Roberts DAB radio, the Duet 2, please phone our technical helpline on 020-8758-0338. We are open Mondays to Fridays. We hope that you have many hours of enjoyable listening. So for now, happy listening. Bye for now.